Tourism and Wildlife. Tourism and Wildlife CS Dr. Alfred Matua has launched the National Wildlife Census 2024 in Narok County. Speaking during the launch at the airstrip in Narok County, Dr. Matua said this significant event marks a milestone in the ongoing commitment to the conservation and sustainable management of wildlife heritage. The CS said the comprehensive wildlife data obtained from wildlife censuses would provide current information to support development of the county's spatial plans, as well as protected areas and ecosystems management plans. He also added that the data has been used to identify important wildlife areas and therefore establish community conservancies, for example in Narok, Garissa and other northern counties. A group photo of the tourism CS Dr. Alfred Matua with other leaders. The CS said during the 2021 wildlife census, 343,380 square kilometers, equivalent to 59% of Kenya's landmass was covered, whereby over 30 species of mammals, birds and marine species were counted in various ecosystems during the exercise. Some of the iconic species counted were elephants, 36,280, black rhino, 897, white rhino, 842, lions, 2,589, hyenas, 5,189, cheetahs, 1,160, and wild dogs, 865, amongst others, he added. The CS was accompanied by Governor Patrick Ntutu, Tourism PS John Olatua, Deputy Governor Tamalinye Coach, Chairman of Wildlife Research and Training Institute, WRTI, Dr. David Nkadienye, Director of WRTI, Dr. Patrick Omendi, and the Director General, Kenya Wildlife Service, Dr. Aristis Kanga. Dr. Omendi said the exercise is usually conducted after every 3 years and ecologically it was required because of the behavior of animals, particularly the elephants. He said the Wildlife Research and Training Institute is mandated to conduct comprehensive wildlife censuses, adding that this involves a culmination of meticulous planning, extensive research and collaboration with various other stakeholders. The director said that the institute has developed rigorous scientific methodologies to conduct the wildlife census to ensure that they gather reliable data on wildlife populations, including their distribution habitats. Photo showing the plane in the Narok airstrip. By employing advanced technologies such as satellite imagery, GPS tracking, and drone surveys, we aim to achieve a level of precision and detail that is unprecedented, he added. On his part, Ntutu said the need for counting wildlife plays a critical role in decision-making, after knowing the numbers of animals, the animals' habitat and their behavior. The governor lauded the passing of the Maasai Mara Management Plan that it is acting as a tool to conserve wildlife in the Mara ecosystem. The Director General Kenya Wildlife Service applauded the county government leadership of Narok for the great work they had done so far by passing the Mara Management Plan, which has contributed positively towards the conservation of wildlife.